I met somebody who came from the same kind of background as me, who was also a British, a BBC, we call them British-born Cypriots, we're BBCs. So she was a BBC and a performer. And I met her in a Greek nightclub. She was performing in a Greek nightclub, and I had just come from doing the Eurovision Song Contest, representing Cyprus, and
you've got to tell us a little bit about that. I mean, that's quite a big thing to drop in.
It's a mad thing to drop in. I was part of a team that represented Cyprus in the Eurovision Song Contest, and that came about because my mum sent the Greek radio station over here in London were advertising for a singer, a female singer, and my mum sent them a demo tape of mine without me knowing. And of course, they phoned up and said, we'd like to audition you. So then suddenly I was selected as part of the three girl singers in the band for the Eurovision. So that was a really wild experience. We went to Luxembourg and came nearly last, second from last. And I'm very proud of that moment. It was a great experience. But because of that, I became a bit of a star in Cyprus, because Cyprus was very, it was only the second year or third year that, second year that Cyprus had been in the Eurovision Song Contest. So we were instantly elevated to these stars. And which meant over here in London, I could get, you know, walk into any Greek nightclub and get a job, which I did. And so I was kind of moving around. The Greek nightclub scene over here was very, very healthy. And I'd never considered Greek music before. I'd been a singer since I was 14, professional, semi-professional singer. Since I was 14, I was in function bands and doing the whole social club circuit, conservative club, labour clubs. All the social club circuit, that's kind of where I got my training, being in a covers band. I was quite an experienced singer by the time I got to university. I'd been earning money from it for quite a long time. And it supported me all the way through university, having gigs every weekend during uni. So I continued that road and became a session singer in my early 20s. And then this Eurovision thing kind of threw me off track when I was in my, 23 or 4. It threw me off track a little bit because I suddenly got into Greek music and I'd never even considered that because as I've just said, being Greek was never something I wanted to identify with because of all of the cultural disadvantages. Anyway, one thing led to another, and I remember feeling I'm really attracted, but I wouldn't even begin to know what to do about it, you know, how to go on from here. One thing led to another, and we started seeing each other, and then I left my fiancé, and so that was when my sexuality started leaning towards women. So I was, I guess, in my mid-20s. And from that, we had a brief relationship. And then from that time to now, 25 years later, whatever, 25-odd years later, I think I've had two major relationships with women in terms of length of time. And some relationships with men in between. The relationships with men haven't lasted for a very long time. But I think probably I consider myself to be bisexual because it's not out of the question. I'm very attracted to men. It's not out of the question for me to be, if I was ever to... I'm in a relationship now and I'm very happy in this relationship, but if this relationship should ever... end, it wouldn't be weird for me to be with a man. And I think I hang on to the bisexual, I don't like labels, but I hang on to the bisexual label if I had to have a label, because simply because of the experience that I've had with men, because when I've been with men, the men that I've been with, I'm not saying it's all men, but the men that I've been with have been really angry about my, unsettled about my relationships with women. And they've wanted me to identify as a straight woman. And when I've been in relationships with men, to identify as a straight woman feels that I'm denying something, and I'm not willing to do that to make somebody else comfortable. I'm not willing to do that, and it's something I feel really strongly about, that I don't want to be denied what I feel is right, and it's my to make somebody else comfortable. And so I think it's not a comfortable thing, labeling yourself as a bisexual. It's really not the easy way. It's really, really not, in my experience. When you're in a straight relationship, it's not comfortable being a bisexual. When you're in a gay relationship, it's not comfortable being a bisexual. There's a lot of pressure from both sides to just say, well, you're just straight. You know, obviously, if you're in a gay relationship, you're in a gay relationship. I'm in a gay relationship now, and I'm very happy in that relationship. I'm in a lesbian relationship, and I'm very happy to say that I'm in a lesbian relationship. But does that make me... You know, I don't want to say that I'm a lesbian and therefore deny that I have had relationships with men, or that I could possibly have relationships with men in the future. And I think that's why I prefer, if I am going to have a label, I think that's why it's more a political thing. I want to hang on to my right to say. And because if my next relationship is with a man, I will never deny the fact that I've been in relationships with women, or that I have an attraction, or that I have that side to me. I will never deny that. And I think that is my right to hang on to that. And I think that's probably a nod and a wink to my cultural oppression there, that I'm not going to be denied what I feel, you know, something that I feel is quite important to me. Yeah, I was part of a very reasonably well-known music duo, and I think it was I think it was a reasonably well-known music duo, and I think it was quite known that we were gay. I don't know, actually. I mean, I have spoken to some people who didn't know and who still don't know. Because we've had a fair amount of press, and in the press, I've never failed to say that I'm bisexual, and my music partner identifies as gay, and so there's always in the press, there's always, you know, one is bisexual and the other one is, so, you know, we obviously, that's the press that we've had, and I don't know, has it disadvantaged in any way being gay? Has it advantaged, you know, in what ways has it, you know, has it made a difference? Oh, God, you know, I could spend hours talking about this. I think we've had a huge amount of support from the gay community, we're very lucky to have a great audience of mainly women when we play London. Not mainly women, but we have a very strong women following, and we're very lucky to have that. And we feel it. We feel the love. We feel the support. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling. And we love doing gay gigs, women only gigs. We love being on that kind of a stage because it's so celebratory. It's wonderful. It's the most wonderful feeling. The rest of my performing world, I mix with women musicians. I mix with, straight male musicians. My world is world music and jazz. There's not a lot of gay performers I can think of in the world music or jazz areas. There's not that many. Has it disadvantaged me? I sometimes think it has. I sometimes think that there's still a stigma. I genuinely feel that there is a bit of a stigma attached to being. I think the opportunities that I've had could probably have gone differently if I was in a straight relationship or known to be just straight. I think they could have been different. But having said that, I'm happy where I am, and so I think everything happens for a reason. I'm happy with, you know, I think everybody could always do with whatever, you know, part of the ladder you're on. I think you could always do with more success. I've had quite a successful career, and I'm glad to have been able to make the choices, because the fundamental thing for me has been to be in control of my own destiny as much as I can be, and that's what I've done. So would I have stayed straight in order to get higher up the ladder in my performing career? Not in a million years.